For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. It took more than a decade, interspersed with multiple ballot initiatives and courtroom debates, to set Montana's policy for regulating medical marijuana. State lawmakers are now seeking to avoid those past pitfalls as they face the challenge of regulating the state's fledgling recreational marijuana industry. Kevin Trevlin reports.
Jack Carrer, Ganja Fire OG.
Pepper Peterson rattles off marijuana strains in a Helena medical dispensary.
Lime Haze, Gelato Skittles Cake, and of course Mendolicious. Very popular.
Jars of the plant line the room, while glass cases contain thumbnail-sized chunks of concentrated cannabis and edibles, including pot-infused olive oil.
This is what most dispensaries in Montana look like.
Peterson, president of the Montana Cannabis Guild, helped get a multi-million-dollar campaign for adult-use recreational marijuana approved for the November ballot. He says lawmakers have come to respect the state's medical program in recent years after a rocky start. Now, Peterson expects the impending recreational system to solidify the marijuana industry as a serious economic player in the state.
They look at our point of sale system and they look at our inventory and they say, okay, this is realistic. And when we're bringing in, as an industry, $50 million in taxes a year, it's going to be a lot easier to have those relationships.
That would be no small victory, considering Montana's fraught history with marijuana regulations since voters approved the medical program in 2004. Critics say it lacked guardrails. After lawmakers passed legislation restricting access to the drug and subsequent court battles, voters in 2016 outlined new rules for medical use. The Treasure State now joins more than a dozen others to have legalized recreational marijuana. The Montana legislature will guide the state's next steps. At risk, says Democratic Missoula Senator Diane Sands, is the state passing a flawed system like Montana's first medical marijuana program.
The THC levels, the licensing requirements, background checks, there are a lot of technical issues involved, and the legislature, for the most part, has wanted to hide its head in the sand.
In 2019, a proposal by Sands to study the topic of recreational cannabis in Montana was rejected in committee. Now, halfway through the 2021 legislative session, lawmakers are starting the debate on recreational marijuana in committee hearings. Three proposals differing in restrictions and tax revenue allocations have been introduced. Big Fork Republican Representative Mark Noland led lawmakers in a three-hour committee work session last week to pore over one of the bills, a 144-page draft of recreational marijuana regulations.
When I visited with leadership about how to handle this, they said, good luck.
The policy, carried by Missoula Republican Representative Mike Hopkins, has backing from the governor's office. It creates a framework which Hopkins says builds on the current improved medical system after lawmakers learned
that a completely open, come-and-get-it, ring-a-dinner-bell program is terrible in the state of Montana. It was an abject train wreck.
Kate Haleva with the Montana Cannabis Industry Association says nobody expected a formal market after medical marijuana was legalized.
I don't think anybody thought there was anything to deal with. You know, there's going to be some nice old hippies growing cannabis for some sick people.
But Haleva says so-called cannabis caravans started traveling across Montana a few years later, offering one-day clinics in hotels and conference centers for residents looking to become patients. More than 19,000 people had medical cards by the middle of 2010, a 167% jump over 6 months.
People coming in 2011, it was everybody knew something was going to be done.
Lawmakers introduced bills to regulate medical marijuana that year. Then, as they debated an ultimately ill-fated effort to repeal the law altogether, federal agents raided dispensaries across Montana. Marijuana remains illegal to sell or use under federal law. Pepper Peterson says the industry reeled as shop owners were arrested and operations were shut down.
I think that anybody that was in the cannabis orbit at that time was concerned that they were going to go to prison. It was a bad scene for everybody.
Carmen Hansen with the National Conference of State Legislatures says Montana's in a strong position to establish a recreational program after all of its growing pains with medical marijuana.
Montana, that is definitely on the more unique situations that I've seen after tracking this for 15 plus years.
Despite that, Hansen says there's no correct way to legalize adult use cannabis.
What happens in Colorado, their model may not work in Montana. Whatever happens in Oregon may not work in Montana. There's just so many different perspectives involved, and it's kind of the beauty of anything that goes through the legislative process. It's a process.
The process comes with a time crunch, as legislators and industry advocates try to craft a policy that can avoid the turbulence seen during the early days of Montana's medical program. Any bill outlining a recreational framework must pass out of the House next week to meet a legislative deadline. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.